project is led by Pathfinder with partners from Jon Snow, JHU, the Meridian Group, and the American Manufacturers Export Group, and local partners from Egypt. The main objectives of the project is to improve the health outcomes of mothers, newborns, and young children in Egypt, and to reduce the fertility, continue improvement in key indicators of fertility, and to strengthen the implementation capacity of the Ministry of Health and Population. I mean, if you see these three objectives, these are just too wide, broad, and non-specific. So what did we do to have this translated into action? The model is divided into four results. The first one is to do with the quality of care. And the second is to do with the community mobilization. Integration here is seen as integration of services with high quality of care and the integration of health to non-health, the connection between health and non-health. And the third thing, or the third or the fourth component, which is talking about increasing the capacity of everybody to work together and develop mechanisms that continue to exist after the project ends. We have two cross-cutting themes, which is public-private partnerships and gender. That's both men and women. This is how the model looks like at the village level, where the hospitals and the primary healthcare units and the package of primary healthcare, the family planning, reproductive health, mother and child health, infection prevention, all vertical programs are all integrated and made sure that they are given in the proper quality and meeting the expectations of the clients. At the same time, we're working to increase the knowledge and the healthy practices using all the platforms simultaneously. So in every village or community we interfere, we work with religious leaders, literacy facilitators, youth, private sectors, schools, universities, NGOs, everybody that could be of help to actually transmit the messages of healthy behaviors and how the connection between the health clinic and the population should be looking like. Now, this is how we start. This is usually how the facility looks like. I have even worse pictures than this, but yeah. So we start by upgrading the facility and training the staff. The extent of what we do is 200 clinics, but this is, I believe, is enough for the Ministry of Health and Population to adopt that model, and that's what I will be talking about later. This is the training. This is how it looks like after the renovation. And then we address youth, girls and boys, women, men, religious leaders, literacy facilitators, outreach workers, media people, NGOs, facility boards, and key officials. I'm very particular about the facility boards. You see this old man? He's taking votes. We actually have them elect the representatives to the board of the clinic. And what do we do to improve the quality of care? As I talked about, facility upgrade and equipment, renovation, and that occurs also in the hospital. In the hospital, it's less comprehensive. In the primary health clinic, it is very comprehensive. So it's a basic benefit package that includes all types of vertical concentration that we need to talk about. But in the hospitals, we're more focused on the mother and child health. So we work with the obstetrics and gynecology departments and neonatal units, in addition to infection prevention systems within the hospital and anesthesia. Anything to do with getting to help the mother or to decrease the mortalities of mothers and neonates. This is how a facility would look like. I mean, if a patient comes into this facility, it gives them the impression that nobody cares. That's how it looks like afterwards. And that's how both AID governors, this is the governor of Giza, where one of the, or many of our clinics are renovated. This is an opening of one of the clinics. And then we do training, not only clinical training. We do trainings of service providers. We do clinic, we do management training, and we do also on-the-job training. The idea is to change the behavior of how people give their healthcare. And then we train the outreach workers. And we train both NGO outreach workers together with MOHP health workers. And the messages are so, common, so that the community realizes that whether they receive the services from private sector, NGOs, or the government, it's the same message, and it is supposed to be of the same quality. And the second part is community mobilization. We use all platforms that the population or the community where we intervene, is interested in. So with youth, we use peer-to-peer in your local universities. We use health education sessions in volunteer weeks, tree planting, school beautifications, in sports. We add health messages. We have religious leaders with us. We have local community leaders. And we have also female religious leaders. Anybody who has a forum to a group from the population is actually recruited one way or another to learn about the messages and to develop it together. We use all types of video entertainment too. And then the most important element of sustainability would be in the women empowerment programs. We have a program that is Egyptian Women Speak Out. The idea is we're using every available methodology of reaching out to the people all at the same time and depending on the needs of that particular community. In the Egyptian Women Speak Out, we teach them self-esteem, decision-making, negotiation skills, communication skills, and to adopt healthier practices, literacy classes, small projects, community activities, and then with men, we use the agriculture and irrigation extension workers as a platform. They usually educate them on agricultural messages, how to take care of their lands, and what to plant and what not to plant, and how to do that. We upload that with health messages, and we make it a platform to discuss family planning, maternal and child health, and all this. Literacy classes, and the NGOs. We're very particular about the community development associations. So many experiences, these associations are usually very weak. So we give them capacity building. And we utilize the local RRs, the Ra'idat Rifiyat, which is the community outreach workers. They give awareness, or they hold awareness activities, and then they link very closely to the clinic. Usually there are so many things that occur and changes and challenges that the clinic go through, and they need the community to know about. And they need a trustworthy platform to do that for them, and that's the outreach workers. In order to do that, we involve key officials, we sign memorandum of understandings, we use opening ceremonies, so everybody gets to know what we're doing. It's very clear, very transparent. And the third component is contributing to long-term sustainability. And this is the tricky part. We have to work at the national level, governorate level, district level, and the community level. At the community level, the facility management training, which is basically a behavioral change training, whereby the whole facility turns into a team. People were very much consumed in being vertical programs implementers. They carry out tasks that they don't know why and how it contributes to the overall picture. So if a family planning nurse is not available today, no family planning services will be provided. If a vaccination nurse is not there, vaccination of children will completely stop. And that has to change. And that's what we focused on. Facility boards were very important because that was the mechanism where the community gets to know everything that the clinic does. And then the activation of the service improvement fund. If we don't have money available at the clinic that the clinic can control, it's useless what we're doing. It will completely disappear after the project finishes. If we do this in 200 communities, this is a very small part of the 5,000 clinics that are available in the whole of Egypt. But it is big enough because it takes so many districts at the same time. So the district teams have to come in with us. They have to understand how to do integrated supervision, not to be policemen that are going down to seek mistakes, but how to be coaches to teach the people what's right and what's wrong and how to improve themselves. And to be looking as a team that is looking at the team of the clinic. And again, how to plan for that. And how to utilize the Egyptian government system of planning and financing to actually get more money for the health system. We have seen district teams that have never seen, decrees, rules and regulation and laws with which they work. How can they work if they have not actually mastered all these things? That would enable us to move to the governorate teams. It is very important that the up, it's very important that the down-upward approach to take place for sustainability, because usually the upper types, or I mean the upper levels of management, do not see that it works until they see it working in clinics that are, yani, how can I say this, that are of critical mass, that when they see it with their own eyes, then they are now open to change their policies. Okay? So that's what I talked about. This is some of the photos that expresses, that's how the clinic is now very transparent. Their work plans, their ins and outs of the service improvement fund are there. And these are some of the achievements of trainings that we did. This is the average of client flow that occurred within just one, comparative quarter after 3 months of intervention. This is the percentage of the representation of the people in the board. That's the pre and this is the post. Percentage of women in the board, this is very important because these are the major clients of these clinics and hospitals. This is the youth weeks, and the key success factor to this is that we don't follow anybody, we don't lead anybody to do anything, we work hand in hand. If we don't do this, and we're very careful about doing it, we lose all the concepts that we go into the community, or the district, or the governorate to do. Thank you very much.